I hope you've all seen Muchi Yosef. I'd like to spend today discussing Yishei Mishum Amayinai. Tomorrow, the Hilchos Shabbos aspect of the Muchi Yosef. And Tuesday, the third aspect, the union of the last part of the Muchi Yosef over the next 3 days. Just beforehand, last week we discussed four nafkaminis between Yishei Mishum Amayinai and Yishei Mishum Chitzai. There's a fifth nafkamina which is mefurish in the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Yudalit of Hilchos Nizkei Mamon, Halacha Tezvav, which is the very end of Hilchos Nizikin, the Nizkei Mamon. The Rambam says the following halacha. If somebody set a fire and it was mazik a person, the chavlobai, and it caused damage, he has to pay nezek, which is pashit, he has to pay all the five nezikim, nezek, tsari, pashavis, and bashis. Sha'afa pishi ishai mamayayu, harehu kumay shehizik bechetziyai. The Rambam says clear that he's saying there's a chilik between ishai mishum mamayayu and ishai mishum chetziyai. He says that if the mamin is only chayiv nezek, mamin amazik is only chayiv nezek, but eish is chayiv all five nezek, tzar, ripu, shevis, and bayshes. But if you mazik someone with bar or Shane Regal or Karen, so then you only pay nezek. You don't pay tarif b'shevis and b'ishes. The Gemara. Okay, the Magen Mishnah says Mavur b'Perek b'Dan Daf Chav Gimel on Achinami. You're right. So I'm not sure. The Lechem Mishnah here, Sakasha, why isn't he asking on the Gemara? Oh, because the Gemara doesn't say Baishas. That's why. The Gemara Chav Gimel Amin Aleph says Yechayiv on the other mazikim, but Rashi on Chav Gimel says that you're not chayiv baishas, because baishas is the only chayiv on baishas if you're mechavin to be mevayish someone. If you mevayish someone by mistake, there's no chiyuv on baishas. So the Lechem Mishnah asks on the Rambam, how could the Rambam say that you chayiv nezek tzari b'shevus u'bayshes? Bayshes, you shouldn't be chayiv, because bayshes is only as you chavin, only if you're mechavin. If you do shalai b'kavana, even if you're a pesheya, someone gets into a car accident, he causes busha to somebody, it is pata from bayshes because he didn't do it b'kavana. So Lechem Mishnah is a kasha. How could you be chayiv on baishes by eish? V'ulai ayri kishachivin lahazik. Says ulai, the Rambam means that you are mechavin to be mazik. When you lit the fire, you're mechayiv to be mazik the other person. So mameli chayiv on baishes. That's the case the Rambam is talking about. Why?
Because it's only chesed after, and it will fall down. So tell them even Rabbi Yochanan says something like
that. But for care, they'll have the chumrah of Mamayna, chumrah of chitzer. So this is what it says in the Lechem Mishnah. Just what does it mean? Achi is kavin. By baishes, you have to have kavana. So the Lechem Mishnah says achi is kavin. He means a mechavin when the person lit a fire at 9 o'clock and it hurt someone at 9:30. So it can't mean he's mechavin at 9:30 is too late, the fire is lit already. So stum the Lechem Mishnah means that at the time the person lit it, just like someone shoots an arrow, at the time he shoots the arrow he's mechavin, to mevayish the other person. So say thing you light the fire, something means bishah sahezik that you chayiv. So this is l'chayra a fifth nafkamina between the two. And I will see at Mustama additional nafkaminas. We'll try to keep track of the nafkaminas. Yishim shem mayne, yishim shem chitza. Okay, regarding the Nibuki Yisuf. In Yishim shem chitza, you could learn, you can understand Yishim shem chitza of two ways. You can understand, what are we saying? The person lit a fire at 9 o'clock, and at 9:30 it spread to his neighbor's field and destroyed his neighbor's property. We say Yishay Mishum Chitza, that whatever destroyed, whatever became destroyed in the neighbor's field, is still considered to be his Maisa, his original Maisa. You could learn that it's what we'll call Yaday Arichta, it's like his long hand, that every minute that it destroys, it's ki'ilu, he's destroying it at that minute, even though he's already walked away and he's somewhere else. But Ishe Mishum Chitza could mean that it's Yodei Arichta. Whatever happens subsequently is considered to be his Naisa, as if he's doing it at that time. If it burns at 9:30, it's as if he burnt it at 9:30. That would be one legitimate way of understanding Ishe Mishum Chitza. That when you set something in motion, every minute it's being done, it's kilu, you're doing it at that time. The second way to learn would be that if you do something at 9 o'clock, you set a fire, whatever happens later is included in that original maisa of setting the fire. When a person sets a fire, the whole subsequent hezek is included in the Maisa Rishayna, in the thing that he did at the very beginning. When he shoots an arrow, whatever that happens with the arrow, that's all part of what he did. If Reuven would hit Shimon, and Shimon would be Nafala Mishkav, and he'll die from the wounds a day later. So Reuven killed Shimon, and Reuven shot Shimon on Sunday, and Shimon didn't die till Monday. So he's a Retzeach from Sunday. What he did on Sunday was a Maaser Ritzicha. On Monday he wasn't there at all. The person eventually died. But his Maaser Ritzicha is what he did on Sunday when he shot him. So Eish, the second way to learn, would be the same idea. When you light a fire, whatever happens later from that fire is all part of your original Maaser. These are the two ways to understand Ishay Mishum Chitzav. And the Muki Yisif that we looked at on Thursday, and I hope you've looked at it since, then the Muki Yisif's Havamina is the first way, and his Maskana is the second way. And this is Pashup Shad in the Muki Yisif. His Havamina is the first way. The Mishum Chitzav is a constant thing. His Maskana is no. Mishum Chitzav is only in the first second. What was the Muki Yisif's kasha? He asked the kasha in Hilchos Shabbos. He asked, if you hold Ishay Mishum Chitzav, how are you permitted to light candles? Erev Shabbos, because the man is burning on Shabbos, you're doing malacha. It's your malacha when it burns on Shabbos. So the question, it grates the ears. It's hard to understand what was going through the Muki Yisif's mind, that should be called Hilchos Shabbos. But it's clear that he held that Ishay Mishum Chitzav is like a Yodei Arichta, it's like a long hand of his, that everything that happens every minute is considered his Maisa that minute. You mean the Vinkara? Well, what does the Kana Lahaba mean? How do you interpret it? That he's doing every bit of the Maisa?
Well,
he's wrong.
He's
saying
that when I didn't now go further, it doesn't go further.
It's not the same story. Yes, I'm not sure what you mean. When you say Mekana Laba, you have to define it. For Shabbos, he has to do Malacha on Shabbos. He can't do Malacha when it's not Shabbos. The Havamina is that it's still Shabbos. It needs, even with this explanation, it's not easy to understand. We need some sort of explanation as why it would be Chilul Shabbos. It's a lamdish yodei arichta, I'm calling it. I don't know if it's the same thing as you mean with the words Makan Labah. But in lamdis, he's doing the malach every minute as it goes along. That was the Mukiyas' kasha. When he asked him the kasha at Chilul Shabbos, he held that every second along the way it's Chilul Shabbos. His teretz was, Mukiyas' teretz is no. That's not what Isha Mishim Chitza means. Isha Mishim Chitza, Isha Mishim Chitza, Taka means that it's he's chayiv for everything that happened. But it's as if he did it in the first second. His teretz is, Chiyuvai Mishim Chitza, Kizai Refet, Shabisha Shayotza Haches, Metachas Yadai, Ba'oisai Shah, Nase Hakoel. B'lai Chashvira Lei Maisin de Mekano Laba. He says this lashon that the maskana is that Yishem Yishem Chitzav, the entire maisa is in the first maisa. The entire maisa is what he did originally, and that's the lumdus of Yishem Yishem Chitzav. So Mamela on Shabbos there's no problem because he set the fire, he lit the candle Friday afternoon, and everything that burns on Shabbos is like he did it. But it's like he did it Friday afternoon. So it's like he did it Friday afternoon. Mamela there's no problem. So, klar from the Ukiyasif, that this one mahalach was his havanina, one mahalach is his maskana. Maskana is isha mishum chitzav. It's taka like you burnt a whole candle. If you light a fire in a fireplace, it's like you lit the whole, everything that happened in the fireplace. But when did you do it? You did it in the first minute. That's the.
Person turned on the fire
minute
before Shas is over, he'd be part of two.
Someone.
Turned on a fire a minute before. Nothing could be cooked in that minute.
It's our bishul, not our chavara. Havari. Besides, as far as bishul, so that's the suffix. If somebody lights a fire under a pot of water a minute before Shabbos is over, whether he's chayiv or not, that's a suffix in numerous acharyim. The Rishash and Shabbos talks about it. I think three places in the Sefer, and the Chinuch talks about it. They want to bring a raya for planting a seed. That if you plant a seed, it doesn't grow till after Shabbos. So it should be a raya that if you do it on Shabbos, it happens later, you're chayiv. But, alright, the truth is that we'll get to it in Yitzhak Hashem tomorrow, because it has to do with the Hilchas Aser Shabbos part of the Nemukiyas.
You're saying before Shabbos.
We're saying before Shabbos, so.
Rav Shalom
is asking for Keren. You do it the last minute of Shabbos, and it cooks after Shabbos, if the reverse will be true too. Everything in London, you get everything on Shabbos. So you cook. You see, by planting a seed, you see it is that way. Because the seed, the Gemara says, doesn't take root till 3 days. It's the chayyah for zereh.
But if you throw a rock there, at second Shabbos is over, something
that
had nothing,
you didn't
do it.
This is all good, so we'll leave that for tomorrow. It's a Shabbos. Okay, because the Shabbos part is what to talk about. We'll leave it for tomorrow. For today, we're saying that if you do a Ma'aser of Shabbos and it causes Malach on Shabbos, that's your potter, and that we can all accept. And the Chiddush is that's Tai Chi Isha Mishum Chitzav. Comes out in Nafkamina, Mukiyasa says, the case we talked about. Someone lights a fire, and he sees that his fire is going to burn down someone else's house. He can't control it anymore. It's already out of his control. So he goes quickly and he gives away all of his nechasim. He gives away all his karkois. He gives it to his son, he gives it to his friend. He gives away all his karka. So now, when the house burns down, they come with a bill to him. He says, I take a chaya, but I have no money. So the shaila is, does that help? He lit the fire at 9 o'clock. And it burnt out someone's house at 9:30, and at 9:15, in between lighting the fire and the burning of the house, he gave away his karkois. So there should be nothing mishugah. So Zakhtin the Muki Yosef himself that it's Tali and these two mahalchim. Way we held in the beginning the havamin of the Muki Yosef that every moment along the way it's as if you did it. So then. Then that would help to give it away, because you're not chayiv on the burning house till 9:30, and you gave it away before you. But the maskana is on the mukiyasif that everything is included in the first ma'isa. So if you gave away your karkois, it's too late. You chayiv from the Shari Shaina, you're ready achayif. Whatever will happen is nigrari after the first moment. And the Meila, Kiachiyu. So this is the Dibuki Yasif. The Ktsais, the Simishin Sadik, Sukkot Nalaf, comes along. And the Ktsais says, these two tzadim of the Nuki Yosef are familiar. They're really exactly the same discussion we had in the beginning of the parak. If you go Basameikara, well, you don't go Basameikara. We had the shad in the beginning of the parak. If a person, an animal, kicks a keli, there's a keli lying in the street, the animal kicks it, and it hits a wall and breaks against the wall. Do you go basameikara? It's chayef for kicking it. One tefira tavar, and it's already broken from the time he kicked it. Or do you go according to what it actually physically broke? Now there we said, you go basameikara aslinon. The chayef is from the time you kicked it. Or you throw something off a roof. You throw a keli off a roof. From the moment you threw it off the roof, it's considered to be broken. Because basamei karazlina. It says, this is the Muki Yosef, the way the Muki Yosef ends up, is very geschmack. It's identical to Yana Gemara. The Gemara said that if you kick an object and it breaks against the wall, Yechiv is from the time of basamei karazlina. If you throw something off a roof, Yechiv is from the time you threw it off the roof. So basamei karazlina. So the Muki Yosef is exactly that Gemara. It's very geschmack. Basamei karazlina. You go according to the original mice. However, Zaptik Tzais Taisvis on your dynamic base made a chilek. Taisvis there said there's a difference if you throw a keli off a roof, then on the way down. It's considered broken. If someone breaks it on the way down, he's potter. Basamei karazlina, it's considered broken. But she'ekein, if you throw a rock off a roof and there's a keli on the floor, Tosfos said, when you zarach chayitz, when you throw not the thing that gets damaged, but the thing that does the damage, Tosfos said, you do not go basamei kara. If there's a keli on the ground and Reuven throws a rock off the roof, it's going to break the keli. And as the rock is descending, Shimon breaks the keli physically. He hits it with a stick and breaks it. Shimon is chayiv. Tosfos said that we do not say mana tefira tavar when you're throwing the thing that does the damage. You only say basamei kara when you throw the thing that becomes damaged. Zaptik Tzais, this the Muki Yosef, argues with the other Tosfos. But this the Muki Yosef is saying that when you light a fire, the whole hezek later is basamei kara azlinan. It all goes according to the time that you lit the fire. It's all basamei kara. The whole hezek happened at the time you lit the fire. In K, he would hold, if you throw a rock off a roof and it's going to break a keli, basamei kara azlinan. When you throw it, everything's niglau. In that original myself, lighting the fire, or throwing the rock, shooting an arrow. So Zaptik Tzais, that the Muki Yosef argues with Tosfos. Tzais didn't like Tosfos' pshat in the first place. He showed that the Rosh argues with Tosfos. Now he's showing the Muki Yosef argues with Tosfos. The same Tzais that we learned in Zayin Amid Beis, the second ethnic Tzais. He says that this Muki Yosef is not like Tosfos. We see from here that you say basamei kara azlinan even when you throw a rock or throw an arrow or throw a fire, set a fire. Now from the time you set the fire, it's as if the whole hezek took place. This is the Ktsais, this is the way he understands the Muki Yosef. Comes out like the Ktsais that Tosfos will have to hold like the first pshat. Tosfos is going to have to hold that when you light a fire, every minute it's like the Yodei Arichta. It's like you're doing the Maisa all along. Which means that the Kasha from Shabbos is going to come back by Tosfos L'Chairo. I have to answer that. But But again, the aside of the tzais is that it's a machlaikis tzais. It's a machlaikis nesivis. It's a machlaikis tzais. Mukiyosef and tzaisis. Tzaisis and mukiyosef are arguing this aside. Do you go basamekara? Don't you? The same thing we had in Zion. We compared it later to the case of Nisgalgel and to the cases of we had a number of cases we compared it to. This is also comparable. It's the same thing as that. The Shaila, if you go by Sameikara, comes out like the end of the Ksais, Machlaikis, Tukshatim in Isha Nishim Chitzav. If you hold like Taisvis, Isha Nishim Chitzav means it's Yadei Arichta. Every minute that it becomes destroyed, it's being destroyed. And if you hold like the Muki Yosef, it's all Niglal in your first Ma'aseh. This is the way the Ksais comes from Maskana. Now, the Reb Shimon, Simon Yuches, and the Stipler and Simon Chaf Aleph, both disagree. The Stipler and Simon Chaf Aleph, Oizvav, they argue that the Ksais is incorrect in his comparison. That the comparison of Taisus and Muki Yosef is not a fair comparison, because actually there's a tremendous chiddush between the two Gemaras. Over there, Taisus HaYudayim, what's the issue? Zarek Evan Alakli Uba Acher Vekadim Vishavrai Moshayach Monatukan Monatviratava. If I throw a rock and it's going to hit a Keli, we don't say Monatviratava, as Taisa says. The Keli is whole. If someone else breaks the Keli, he's chayiv. Taisa is talking when you dan on the Chefta, on the Chefta Tanizik, on the object that became damaged. The Cheftza HaNizik, the object that was damaged. So is it Mona Tvira Tavar? Is it considered a broken Keli? So Tosis, it depends. If you throw a Keli off a roof, it's considered broken. If you throw a rack off a roof and the Keli is sitting innocently on the ground, it's not considered broken. If you do something to the Chefetz, it's Mona Tvira Tavar. If you don't do anything to the Chefetz, then it's not Mona Tvira Tavar. If you have a window, you shoot an arrow at a window. So the time you let go of the arrow, the window's not broken yet. You don't say Mona Tvira that the Chefetz HaNizik is considered to be broken. No. The time you shoot the arrow, the window's still good. It's still a good window. Till the arrow hits the window, at that time, the window is broken. Any shaila that has to do with the Chefetz is not Mona Tvira Tavar. I gave you the example last time we learned Mona Tvira Tavar, that we talked about the shaila, if I'm on a tree or tava, if the object, if you have a nidoin that has to do with the chefetz itself, would you consider it broken? So we had our discussion of it was the question of if a person jumps off a roof, he's on the way down. So he's mana tviratava, he's dead from when he jumped. On the way down, if he's mitzi with a bracha, the yaitza. On the way down, he's passing a window, and on the way, he makes a bracha, he's mitzi. So the yaitza, he's considered dead. The nidan is on the chefza. There, the chefza is a gavra, it's on the way down. But the nidan is on the thing that's on the way down. That was our whole nidan, that whole sugya. Is the thing on the way down considered to be broken or not broken? Right? If he jumps before Shkia and he lands after Shkia, when does he have yard sight? Is it that's the shayla? Is it that the shayla has to do with the person? So that was a nidoin in the chefza that got damaged. Our sugya, Aaron the Muki Yosef, is not talking about the thing that became damaged. When did it become damaged? We're talking about the gavra, the mazik. When is the gavra a mazik? When is the person that did it, when is he considered to be doing the damage? Is he doing the damage when he lights the fire? Is he doing the damage later? So Muki Yisus says he's doing the damage. His Chiyuv Tashlumin is the time he lights the fire. Assuming it eventually gets destroyed, his Chiyuv is from the time he lights the fire. That's not a stira to being done on when the keli is considered broken. The marshal, I think the stifler gives this marshal. In the case we talked about before, Ruvain shoots Shimon on Sunday, and Shimon goes to the hospital and he doesn't die till Monday. So if you're down on the nizik, on the person who got damaged, his yard side is Monday. He died on Monday. If he made brachas between the time he was shot and the time he died, he was alive. He could be mighty people with brachas. He could be starved dominion. He's alive until he dies. If he makes kinyanim, the kinyanim achal. So that the one that was hurt is not dead until he dies. But the Ritzeach, the one who shot him, he's a Ritzeach on Sunday. He's Ritzeach on Sunday. It was Tali Vayimid. What's going to happen? But he's considered to be a Ritzeach from Sunday. That's the Muki Yisus. The Muki Yisus says if you shoot an arrow, even if the arrow does damage later, you're a Ritzeach right away. It's up to Stiplo. It has nothing to do with Tysus. Tysus is being done on the person that got hurt. When did he die? He died on Monday. If it's a keli, when did the keli break? The keli broke on Monday. It broke when the arrow hit the keli. That's when it broke. Muki Yisus will agree with that. Muki Yisus will be masking that the Dover HaNizik didn't get damaged till the next day. The Shaila that the Muki Yisus is being done is on the Gavra, on the Mazik. When is the Mazik Chayim? From when are his Nechasim Meshuvit? From when does he have obligations? His obligations are from the time he lit the fire, he shot the arrow.
After
the person
died, after the fire, the damage.
It
might be a claim against him,
but the is supposed to know to protect themselves.
Right.
Right, that's a good question. And it might even be a cheshbon l'maisa. But for what we're doing now, for explanation of the P.I.S., if it's we'll put it aside, okay? But this is the geder that the stifler says in the P.I.S. of Tysus to try to make them shtim. And it's a pretty clear cheshbon. Okay, Shabbos. So Shabbos is in the gavra who does the malacha, or in the fact that the shvisa of the day of Shabbos was destroyed. That's the question. How are you down Shabbos? Are you down Shabbos by the Maisa, or by the fact that shvisa Shabbos on Shabbos malacha was done? So that's pretty much our subject for tomorrow. How to be down on Dinei Shabbos. And the stifler talks about it. There's a stifler about the Yosemite. So that will be for tomorrow. But the Geya, Hilchus Nezikin, this is the pretty clear Geder HaDavah.
Why
if you're
a
man like
a
traitor?
You gave the traitor, he's
going
to die. You gave the person who did the
Mazik,
he wasn't
going to
die until he actually died.
Therefore,
if you should
be
responsible.
You're responsible to pay the value of a
traitor. But why? Sorry, he's not the
treifa
until he actually dies.
No, the animal that's a treifa now is already a treifa. His value goes down because it's a treifa. So nachinami, you kill the animal, but you pay the value of a treifa. So that is a separate issue. There's literally a treifa of geisus. And a treifa, you talk completely down, of course, not chayav misa because it's not considered to have taken a full life. It's not nefesh, tachas nefesh. It's a good nefesh instead of a damaged nefesh. So that's why it's part of a misa if they are. Okay, now upon him, this is our the Hagdara of the Nebuki Yisus. Now this answer is a Shtark Akasha that the Ksais asks on the Nebuki Yisus on the Gemara. Let's learn some Gemara. It's not a bad idea. It's actually from the second Tashma. We'll learn the first one, Tanan. Hakelev, oh, actually, we didn't do the Gemara before this, which I want to get back to. I said, what we're going to do, let's learn the second Tashma. We'll go back to the Gemara that I'm skipping at some future share. The Tashma, the second Tashma on the Yamid. Okay, Tashma. Gomel Ton Pishton, Bavar Bishasarabim. Okay, this is a Mishnah later in the end of Akainis, which I think you should be familiar with. The camel is loaded with flax, walking down the street. Nichtasa pishtana l'tech hachanos v'dalku v'neiroi shalchen v'ni. And it caught fire. The flax that's on the back of the camel is now on fire. V'hidaka sabira. And the camel kept on walking and he lit the building. Balagomel chayim. So here, the balachen v'ni didn't do anything wrong. The balagomel overloaded his flax on the camel. So he's chayim for the yesh. The chenveni is the guilty party. He had no business putting his fire outside his store. Then chenveni chayiv. By the way, the only place in all of Shisha Sidre Mishnah that Chanukah is mentioned is in this Mishnah in Bava Kamma. As far as I know, the only place Chanukah is mentioned is in this Mishnah that it was in Ner Chanukah, Yipot. There's no mishnayos that talk about the mitzvah of Hanukkah. It's just a separate discussion why it's that way. But it's interesting. The only place that it's mentioned. The Hakapata of Yehuda Ayim Ebedeh Hanukkah. Now, we're not going on the Hanukkah here. We're going on the Eishir. On the Chayif here. So, the Gemara Bishlam Alamad Yom Yishay Mishum Chitzav the Gomelu. And it's then in the Reishir of Al-Gomelu Chayif because it's a Chetz. Why should the balagomel have to pay? It's not his fire. What does mesachseches mean? It means that the camel kept on walking with its hot flax, burning flax on its back, and it dragged the flax throughout the entire building. So I told you when we started that if a person takes a fire and lights something directly, that's other mamazik. If an animal takes the gacheles and lights something directly, that's regel. That's shara mazik. So in the habamina we thought that the camel lit the store at one spot, and then everything else caught fire. So it's isha mishum kitzah, isha mishum amainai. No. He lit the entire store, the entire building. He walked around, the camel walked around, and it literally lit every spot of the store, of this habira. And that's the reason that you're chayiv. That's the Gemara's chat, the mesachseches kol habira kula. So on this, the Ksais asks a kasha from the case of mesachseches. He asks a kasha on Mukiyasif says that what Taishisha Mishum seats of that Pasamekar has leader. That when you light something, at the moment you light it, everything is destroyed. Practic Tsais, what happened here? At 9 o'clock, the Gomo lit the first part of the building. At 9 o'clock, it caught fire onto the doorway of the building. For the next 15 minutes, this camel, the stomach's going nuts, it has burning flax on it, it's running around the building, it's burning the rest of the building. So what do we say? It's not Mamaynai. The fire doesn't belong to the Baal HaGomel. Yechayif for being Mesachseches. For 1 minute. We just said, like the Ksais, that the Mukiyasif holds Basamei Karaz Lina. When you lit the first part of the store, now, the rest of the building is going to be burnt. The rest of the building is going to burn. If the first minute you consider the whole building burnt, which is the Ketzaisis Shita, the Ketzais did compare to the Mukiyasif to Taisvis. He said Mukiyasif argues with Taisvis. The Mukiyasif holds that when you light something and it's going to burn the entire building, it's Manatvira Tava. It's considered burnt from the first minute. So at 9 o'clock, when he lit, he's already chayiv for what he lit, and the rest of the building is as if it's burnt. Now, at that point, he's not going to be obligated to pay. But when it's fear cover, the whole building is destroyed. So later, when the camel runs around the building, the sasechas, and burning it himself, who cares? Who cares if the camel is misasechas the whole time? My nafkamina. It's a burnt building. He's burning the building that's destroyed. In the Lamdisha eyes, the building is destroyed. Basamekara. Just like a keli on the way down from the roof. If you look out the window, you see it coming down. It looks whole. But in Lamdis, it's monatviratava. It's a broken keli. The same thing. If the camel lit the fire in the beginning of the building and started to destroy the building, if you hold Basamekara as Linan, then the whole building is destroyed. So why is Misasecha Sayyid? The Ksaisis. The Ksaisis says Mukhiyasiv Zagi Mutaisis. And he doesn't want it to be a Tavari when you shoot an arrow. So you could tell me that the Pshat is, when it lit the beginning, it wasn't right to burn the whole building. You could learn that into the Gemara. That when it lit the first part of the building, it wouldn't have destroyed the whole building. It would have stopped. It would have hit a stone beam and maybe it would have stopped. We're talking now. Oh, I'll answer in a second. Just what Shimshi was asking. Right. So the Ksais, if you look at the Ksais, he asks the Gemara, Kashanaf and the Lashna Gemara. But for the Lashon HaTor, when the Tor brings this Gemara, in the Lashon HaTor, it's clear that it could have burnt, the whole building could have burnt from the beginning. And in the Sasechas, that's why, we're looking at the Ksais, he asked for the Lashon HaTor rather than for the Lashon HaGemara. But HaKaponim, that's his Kasha. Now, what you're asking, that the whole discussion is like the Mandiyam Ishai Mishum Chitzav. It's true. We're going now that Isha Misham Amayna. But if you hold like the Tzais, that the Mukiyasiv is arguing with Tzais, and he holds Basame Karaz Linan all the time, to now say that that's totally the Machlech of Yechon Shlakish of Basame Amayna, if Isha Misham Kitzah Misham Amayna is not Mustabra. The fact that when something starts to burn, the whole thing is considered Manatvira Tavar would be true like both of them. Now, if you say Isha Misham Amayna, you're not Chayiv for lighting the beginning, because it wasn't your fire. Everything else that burns, you're part of it. But the building should be considered a destroyed building. So what's lit later shouldn't count. That's the Ksaisis Kasha. The Ksais asks that if Maseches Kol Abira Kula, it should be shver on the Mukiyasis, that it's all destroyed. It's all destroyed from the first minute. It's not the Stifler. It's Tzaisler, Shitasa, Yestibel Kasha. He compared Mukiyasis to Tzaisler. We just said that what does the Mukiyasis mean? He doesn't mean that the Chepsa is destroyed. The Chepsa, the thing that gets destroyed, is destroyed. It's not destroyed. It is a Tzaisler. You shoot an arrow, the thing that's being destroyed is not yet destroyed. Mukiyasev only said that the Gavra, the person who destroys it, whatever happens is Nigrar after the beginning. But to say that the object is a destroyed object, it's not a destroyed object. We agree with Tysus. When you throw the Keli off the roof, it's a destroyed object. When you shoot an arrow at a Keli, or shoot a fire at a Keli, that is not considered destroyed until it actually becomes destroyed. Mukiyasev agrees with Tysus on that Nakuda. The main of the whole Ktaisis Kasha falls off. The Ktaisis Kasha was that when you light the beginning of the fire, it's as if the whole building is destroyed. So there, that's not true. It's not as if the whole building is destroyed. Because the building is not destroyed until the fire gets there. Just like if you have a keli on the ground and you throw a rock, it's not destroyed until the rock gets there. So if you follow Reb Shimon and the Stipler's Yisayin, that the Mukiyasev agrees with Tysus, that talking about two different Nakudas, then this Kasha as well, this Kasha falls off. So this is there you say, basically what comes out is that Isha Misham Sutzav, like Mukiyasev, means that everything is included in the first Maisa. And the Stifer of Shimon say everyone agrees to that. And the Tzais holds that Tzais disagrees with that. The Tzais holds that the concept that we call the other Arista, these are the two pshat in Ishai Mishum Chitza. Let's just patch in the Gemara that we missed. Let's go back to the beginning. Reish Lakish, my Tamale Amakar, B'Yechanan. So we learned that already, that Chitza Mekaycha Ka'asi, Hailai Mekaycha Ka'asi, B'Yechan, my Tamale Amakar, Reish Lakish. So this we didn't see yet. This line of Gemara is a bit difficult. B'Yechanan, my Tamale Amakar, Reish Lakish. Why does Rabbi Yechanan agree that Mishum Mamainai? Amalach Mamainai Isbei Mamasha, Ha Lesbei Mamasha. A little hard to touch. Mamainai Isbei Mamasha. Whatever you own has Mamashas. You can't own something unless it's real. It's before there was a stock market. Right? Nowadays you can own something that's not real. But in the time of Chazal, no, Mamainai Isbei Mamasha. If you have money, Isbei Mamasha, it has substance to it. What does that mean? It has physical, you can touch it. Why doesn't Eish have Mamasha? The Shalhevesi, Rashi says, I'm not sure what that means. Why is the flame not Mamish? Because it's too hot to touch, because there's no substance to it. Huh? What is it? What does it mean? Less than mamasha. What is it? It's not physical. Why is the fire physical? I understand. Fire is not physical. You can't own it. I can show fire.
You don't own the thing burned. You don't own the fire.
What?
You don't own the fire. You own the thing burned.
If I have the only fire in the world, I discovered fire, I lit a fire and now I have fire. People want to come light for my fire, so I can't charge them for lighting for my fire. They're allowed to light for my fire. No, it's a gazela. If they take the fire from me, what? They take anything, then the head of it is only chaser. Yeah, but if it's chaser, if I charge it, it's chaser. If I charge for something, if I have a room and I don't charge it, if I cost it, I do charge it, it's cost. So I have a commodity called fire.
It's still charged.
What? Fire spreads. So because fire spreads, that's why they let Mamasha, because it spreads.
Fire itself does nothing. It uses other things to spread. If you have fire without anything to fuel it, you want a fire.
Fire is energy. So I have energy, that's nothing.
Yeah. What is it?
Something that you want. I have something that you want. What is fire? Fire is that somehow I succeeded in speeding up the movement of the molecules in a piece of wood. That's fire. It's not mine? No. All right, so fire is not mine. You can't tell somebody, don't take my fire. Is that true?
Does the air have mamashes?
Huh?
The air
certainly has mamashes. Or the fire. If I have a can of helium, are you allowed to take my helium? Or if I have a can of oxygen? No, there's air on oxygen. Just because it's abundant doesn't mean no. You go underwater, you'll see that air is no mushroom. No? Here, there's just a gzeil on air. That's the question. No? There's no gzeil on air. Well, I don't know how I'm supposed to control it. But if you want to steal my air, you can't steal my air. You go to the gas station, you have to pay 25 cents. I'm not sure what Mamasha means. Tysus also seemed, but from Tysus you also see that he had a struggle with what does it mean named by Mamasha. So I'm not sure what it means fire has no Mamashas. You can't
put it in a bottle.
I can put fire in a bottle. You can't steal the bottle, you mean.
You can put
things like burning inside the bottle. You can't
take fire,
can't
take the top part of the flame and bottle it.
And therefore, so if I would think of something else you can't bottle, there would also be a light. Okay. So less by mamasha, I guess, means that indeed a mominus, it doesn't have mamashas. It doesn't have mamashas. Okay. Taisis ishe mishum chitzav. The small taisis ishe mishum chitzav. Loi she yavir ba'atzmai ho'esh. Ela komak ishe pashal shom agachalta ay chitzav ninu. Taisis, you don't have to light a fire. You hear what Taisis is saying? Loi she yavir ba'atzmai ho'esh. Yod ishe mishum chitzav. It's lav dafka, you lit it. Now, I want to ask you a question. I mean it seriously. Do we take Tosfos literally? What happens if someone yarshins a fire? His father dies, and there's a fireplace with a fire that's burning, and he yarshins it. I'm not talking he doesn't know about it. He knows about it. He goes into the house. He yarshins the house. There's a fire burning in the backyard. And he doesn't watch it. It's Peshaya. He doesn't watch it. It destroys. Here there's a fire that belongs to him. And he didn't light it himself. Is he chayiv? Well, someone gives him a fire as a gift. He needs fire. So his neighbor comes. He says, oh, you need some fire. I'll light your barbecue for you. The neighbor lights it. He didn't light the fire. But it's his fire. It's in his backyard. It's burning in his thing. So the Chayyur Taisus is saying, Loi, don't think Shiyavar Batzmai Eish, that Isha Mishum Chitzav, you have to light the fire. It's not true. Ela Komakim Shepasha, Vashama Gachata, Eish Chitzav Nino. If it's your fire, I'm not going to get into it. You don't own it. You do own it. You yarshened it. So in such a case, the Taisus says that it's still Eish. That's what Taisus is saying, that you don't have to light it. This Taisus, the Gedulei Shmuel asks, that on Hey Amid Beis, Taisus said the opposite. Gemara Hey Amid Beis said that you could learn any mazik at a bar v'chada me'ino. You showed this bar b'nai o'asikulu. You could learn any mazik out of any bar plus any one other one, you could learn the others from. In other words, bar and esh together, you could learn shar from bar and esh together. Taisus there asked, and Taisus kishadis, the third imtaimah from the end. In the end, there are three rapid imtaimahs, one after the other. The first of the three, they said, how could you learn a formation bar? Male eshu bar, shekei maisav garmulai. Shekei maisav garmulai. Eshin bar, your maisa created the mazik. By shar, your maisa didn't create the mazik. By bar, your maisa created a bar. By esh, your maisa created an esh. Zaktaisvis, esh is only maisa of garmalai if you created the fire. Yenitaisvis seems to hold that you need to actually make the fire in order for it to be chayiv mishum chitzav, that you have to light the fire. If you light the fire, whatever happens later, like the Mukiyas says, it's all part of your original lighting. This Taisvis does not seem to say the same thing. So if you have these other cases, he brings, the Gedolei Shmuel brings five or six examples. Yarshining a fire, you get a fire by matana. He says that someone lights a fire when he's a cotton, and then he becomes bar mitzvah. He lights as a goy, and he becomes a ger. So now it's his fire. But he didn't light the fire. He lit it at a time that he has no chiyuvim. So from this Taisvis, it seems to say that you're chayiv, even if you didn't light the fire. The Gedolei Shmuel, the Apisvara, Nemzon, that this Taisus is lived after. And that you do have to light the fire. If that is true, then we have a sixth nafkamina between the mandiyame Ishay Mishem Mamainai and Ishay Mishem Chitza. Ishay Mishem Mamainai is if you do not have to light the fire, that is no shalom. Yalisha Mishem Mamainai, as long as it's your mommy. If you are Shemir, it's also Mishem Mamainai. If Yalisha Mishem Chitza, if you hold like Yenna Taisis on Heavid Beis, which he names on as the Yiker, then you're not chayiv for a fire unless you lit it. Hard to take away. Tosfos here says lo shi'aver ba'atzma. Usually we assume when you have rishonim by the ikar sugya, rishonim not by the ikar sugya, that the rishonim by the ikar sugya are the ikar. And here Tosfos seems to say clear lo shi'aver ba'atzma. You don't have to light it. That could be. In other words, you didn't lie. You mean that's trying to taste ham and bays, nice of garmalai. Because then by shar is the same thing. Not watching the shar, it's nice of garmalai. So Tais is there saying a chiluk between Eish and shar. So if it's being peshaya, like a shmira, then they're the same. It's mashmir at the Eish, you mamish with the Eish b'yadayim. That's what it says. Okay, so this is Ishay Mishum Amayne. Tomorrow we're going to turn till the Shabbos to the